USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 4 million Americans have already received their first dose of coronavirus vaccine, but that's short of the 20 million that the government had hoped to have inoculated by the end of 2020. The chief advisor to Operation Warp Speed says the federal government is ready to help states distribute vaccines, but they can't direct each state's vaccination program. Dr. Mansa Slawi tells CNN that he's confident that the number of shots given will continue to rise now that the holidays are over.
We are available and ready to help the states as they ask specifically for help. We will go and help them there. I don't think it's possible for the federal government to be able to say, you know, we should send vaccine to this particular location. So that's the point we're making. I think that's number one. Number two, the last 3 days, there have been 500,000 doses a day inoculated. The holiday period is behind us. I am optimistic this number are going to go up.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Federal authorities are looking to stem the tide of thefts targeting New Mexico postal workers. Lance Bry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a Stand Your Ground provision into law, making Ohio the 36th state with a measure that doesn't require someone to retreat before acting with lethal force in self-defense. In a statement, DeWine said he signed the bill to clear up an ambiguity in Ohio's self-defense law. Supporters of the measure have praised the signing, saying Ohio's laws now favor the victim instead of the criminal. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
At a Monday press conference, Georgia election officials pushed back against claims of widespread voter fraud from President Trump that were heard in a leaked phone call. But some are saying the assertions from Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger don't add up. Georgia Republican Congressman Barry Loudermilk is one of the House members planning on objecting to the Electoral College vote on Wednesday. He tells Fox News that he's been compiling evidence that shows the election in his state was fraudulent.
It's interesting because we have sent over massive amounts of personal testimonies. I've got over 200 sworn affidavits of people of irregularities. I talked to people on the phone who went to the polls to vote, and they were told they had already voted absentee when they didn't, and poll managers wouldn't allow them to cure their ballot and vote. We have numerous accounts of irregularities. Now, there's one that I'm trying to get background on, but I was told by a state senator that the Secretary of State's office sent out 8,000 letters of people who voted in the November election and warning them not to vote in this one. I mean, 8,000? You know, this is the thing that we're seeing is it has been a black hole of information coming out of the Secretary of State's office. We send over massive amounts of reports and incidents. We hear nothing back. All we hear is, oh, there's no mass fraud. But we're talking to the people who are signing sworn affidavits of irregularities, of mismanagement and fraud.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.